Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having Lee Branham back on the show. Lee's a great member of our Brain Trust, has been now for a long time. He is the founder and the principal of Keeping the People, Inc., the author of a number of books, including The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, and his new book is called Re-Engage. He's our good friend, Lee Branham. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be with you again.
Good to have you back. I was talking in the previous segment about making sure you put the square pegs in the square holes and round pegs in the round holes regard to hiring people and all that sort of thing, personality testing, all that kind of thing. You've been doing a lot of work on behavior-based interviewing. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I do training in companies on that topic, and it's based on the principle that the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. So if you can get employees to talk about tell you stories of things they've done in the past, then those stories prove whether they have the ability to do the job or not. If they can't come up with a good story that proves that they have that ability, then they probably don't.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, most behavioral questions start by saying, tell me about a time when. So if what you need from a receptionist is somebody who can handle people who are out of sorts or impatient, then you say, tell me about a time when you've had to handle difficult people. And have you had an experience like that you can tell me about? And you don't allow people to say, here's what I would do.
Uh-huh.
You say, here's what I did do. I had an experience like that, and tell me, go into some details.
So you're assuming that the person showing up has given them good instructions on what the job's about.
Right.
And they've applied for the job.
No.
Oh.
You don't tell them about the job. The more you tell them about the job, the more they can give their answers.
But how did this person get in front of me? I'm looking for an employee.
Well, if they're smart, they do know about the job.
Yeah, that's
and that's a good sign. You know, one of the first questions you always ask is, "Tell me what you know about us." And that tells you whether they've taken the initiative to find out about your company.
Right.
So, but you don't tell them too much about the job, because the more you tell them about it, the more they know.
But I guess what I'm getting at, in your post, would you not say, I'm looking for a receptionist? Or?
Well, of course, yeah.
But then hopefully somebody who has some reception experience would apply.
Exactly right.
So then you'd have a reason for asking them that question. They should be prepared.
That's right. Well, even somebody who hasn't been a receptionist may have had a job where they had to deal with difficult people.
Right. Okay.
So though that skill is there and may be transferable into a receptionist.
Or if it's in sales, you would say, tell me about how you go about qualifying prospects, or what is your experience with tracking sales leads or whatever.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting you'd bring up sales, because we think that that persuasive ability is the number one thing that makes salespeople successful. Somebody did a study that said that time management was one of the things that...
Oh, no question.
Salespeople...
No question about it.
...successful. So you ask them, tell me about how you used to manage your time when you were on the road.
Right.
And how you used to discipline yourself to make sure you managed your time.
And that you got in front of as many people as possible, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So rather than
ask them about performance background, which you could still ask them, you would actually maybe get them to tell you a story is what we're talking about, basically,
That's
isn't it?
That's exactly what we're talking about. And every story has three parts to it. Here was the problem I was faced with. Here were the actions I took to address the problem. And here was the result that I got. And there's a fourth element, too, and that's why it was satisfying to me. Because you're looking...
Say that again.
Well, actually, you could call it P-A-R-S. P is the problem or the challenge. The A is the actions. The R is the result. And the S is the satisfaction that comes from it.
So when you found yourself in this situation, what did you do? How did it turn out? How did it make you feel?
Exactly. But you want enough detail in the story,
right,
to prove that the person has the ability. So
P-A-R-S. Folks, that's going to be on the test. Write that down. P-A-R-S. A problem, action, result or resolution, and satisfaction.
Exactly.
Okay,
right.
I like that. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, but if they try and gloss it over and not get into some detail in the action, the A part, then you have to probe. Tell me a little bit more about that. Was there a turning point in that process? Did the customer give you some resistance? You know, try and really pull out some more detail out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this whole process it seems foreign to a lot of people who are just used to having casual conversations, and comfortable conversations.
I could see where this might be a little pointed, and it might make the person squirm a little bit.
That's right, but you have to introduce it. You have to say to people, you know, this interview may be a little different than what you're used to.
Ah, okay.
I'm gonna ask you some questions that are mostly gonna be about having you tell me some stories about some of the things you've done and not done, and then you'll have a chance to ask me some questions toward the end of the interview. Does that sound okay to you? Sure, mm-hmm. It sounds okay to me. And you've accomplished introducing it in the proper way so that people are not caught off guard.
Right.
You don't feel like the interrogator.
Right. Lee, give us the website, please.
My website is keepingthepeople.com.
And the book is called Reengage. It's new. You and Mark Hirschfeld wrote that.
Exactly right. Thank you.
So check that out, folks. It's outstanding. Hey, Lee, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim. Look forward to it.
Lee Branham, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Lee joined us. And we'll come back after these messages. It's just going to be you and me. I want to talk about some folks who I think are pretty special.
I'll choke them.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.